Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I am your host, Paige Estratore, providing you the latest insights from the industry on behalf of Financial Services Online this Sunday, July 27th, 2025. We start this week's wrap with an important case from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority affecting travelers across the country. A travel insurance policyholder sought reimbursement from AIG Australia for over $5,000 spent on rebooking flights and accommodation due to potential pilot strikes. However, AFSA denied his claim, pointing out that the airline had assured regular operations. The case underlines two crucial facts. Firstly, how necessary it is for each of us to understand travel insurance terms fully, and secondly, for the confusion to be reduced, both insurers and consumers must strive to clarify policy coverage. Moving on to our second story today, home insurance. A homeowner frustrated at his storm damage claim being denied. Despite blaming the damage on an unordinary rainfall, Lloyd's Australia concluded that the damage sustained was due to lack of adequate maintenance and fundamentally flawed construction. AFCA agreed with the insurer's assessment and upheld their decision. This case, dear listeners, underscores the importance of regular maintenance and diligent construction of homes. Turning our attention towards cyclone insurance and a hopeful solution to the ongoing affordability crisis. Brokers are shifting to fee-based models across Australia's high-risk zones. Now, why is this important? The shift comes after the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission revealed that many property owners remain under stress despite the initiation of the cyclone reinsurance pool 2 years ago. One considerable factor contributing to the high traffic insurance costs are commissions, adding an extra 15 to 17% to strata policies. The insurance sector is looking for fairer solutions for cyclone-affected communities. Finally, we shed light on the New South Wales State Insurance Regulatory Authority's efforts to address serious gaps in the workers' compensation scheme. We've seen a significant underinsurance problem, widespread employer non-compliance, and over $60 million in uncollected premiums. But don't let this news dampen your spirit. CIRA is on it, working closely with iCare to resolve these discrepancies and recover owed premiums. That's all from another insightful week in the insurance industry. I'm Paige Estratore, and you've been listening to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. For the latest on personal and business insurance, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay insured, stay safe, and until next Sunday, goodbye for now.